Youth is not absolution for treachery. The words of Attorney General John Ashcroft, making the announcement yesterday that John Walker Lind will face charges of conspiring to kill Americans and helping foreign terrorist organizations. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore finds one aspect of this case especially puzzling.
Treason is a legal concept. Betrayal is a better understood concept. And of all the recent cases of betrayal of America by Americans, the case of John Walker Lind, who adopted an Islamic name and traveled halfway around the world to fight on the side of America's enemies, is the most baffling and the most troubling. The spies like Aldrich Ames and Robert Hansen, who mainly out of greed send American agents to their death, are shockers and then thrillers. The Unabomber Ted Kaczynski is explained as a mental case of rebellion against technology. Harder to grasp is Tim McVeigh, whose army service and youth near Buffalo were hardly predictors for the bombing of a federal building in Oklahoma City. And then John Walker, who as far as known had no personal experience of poverty or oppression. He grew up first in a middle-class suburb of Washington, where his father worked for the Justice Department, and then in an affluent suburb of San Francisco. And at 16, he converted to Islam and then went off to Yemen to study the Quran. Had that been all, he would have been simply a curiosity to most Americans. But then his path led to terrorist training camps in Afghanistan. And while he says he declined an offer to join in operations outside Afghanistan against the United States and Israel, he did sign up for combat against the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance. The most damning part of the story of the young defector was that in early June, 3 months before September 11th, he heard from an instructor in the Al-Faruq training camp that Osama bin Laden has sent people to the United States to carry out suicide missions, and he did nothing about it. He apparently did not know the substance of the hijacking plan, but he could have helped to avert disaster for his country. We may never know why he turned his back on our country and our values, says Attorney General John Ashcroft. There lies the deeper mystery, not why Walker would want to convert to Islam, not why he would embrace a culture so alien to his upbringing, not even why he would want to fight in a faraway Central Asian war. Most baffling is why he would care so little about the people of his country, a country that had treated him pretty well. This is Daniel Shore.